Winston City Council, May 16th, 7 o'clock PM at the Winston Community Center.
Any adjustments to the agenda?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Point of order.
Sir?
Where is the reading of the annexation? I don't see how that can be presented this evening because we have not received a report from the Planning Commission. So therefore, how can you read something on a hearing, on a reading, without getting a formal recommendation from the Planning Commission?
Mr. Bauer, we don't have that information, and we're not having a hearing tonight, so.
Yeah, there a couple of qualifying statements. One, that we'll just be reading by title only tonight. There'll be no public hearing as a result that the information did not get transferred from the planning office to the paper properly. It was missing a few important facts that were needed for to have the hearing tonight. So we don't have the benefit of that. All we're going to do is read by title only. We won't be exploring or discussing the ordinance at all, although you could, because it's not a closed record hearing. So comments could be taken tonight on it.
We'll see when we get there.
When we get there. So, but that's why you'll have all of that, or you should have had it in this packet, and I'll find out why it's not in here. I don't know.
So that was adjustment E. Consent agenda, looking for approval of the minutes of May 2nd, 2022.
I make a motion that we approve the council minutes for May 2nd, 2022.
A motion from Councilor Harris.
Second.
Second from Councilor Sullivan. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered in this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal offense. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anyone like to speak to the council? Ms. Heyer, please.
My name is Bev Heyer. I'm at 40 Northwest Carey Street in Winston, and I'm not here to complain. This is information.
You can sit down.
Okay, yeah, right. I was here on this note, but just really quick while I'm here, I've talked to the city manager about this and let you know that Sam from Loggers, myself, and Dean from Grocery Outlet are in the process of forming an outline to establish a merchants association here in Winston. We're going to be working on that, and we'll hear more about it later. It's not going to be anything fancy, but just so that we can start promoting businesses and events and stuff in Winston. It means we don't have a chamber anymore. The reason I'm here tonight is something really exciting is going on Winston on June 18th. The League of Women Voters of the Umpqua Valley every year has a garden tour that they charge for. They pick 5 or 6 homes in the county to do tours of all, 10 to 5. It's on June 18th this year, and they have chosen all 6 locations to be in the Winston area. We are going to be having all of them here. It's a big deal. They sold 350 tickets last year, $15 each, and they're selling 450 this year. Artists, musicians, I think it's real important for all of you to know that. I have posters I'm going to leave here tonight and some that you can take to City Hall. The locations where to buy tickets is here. This is a great thing for Winston. They've incorporated local businesses such as Winston Drive-In, Johnny's, Carlos, and Frida States will be doing wine for potty stops and stuff where people can cater to the public that's coming out here on that day. The local harvest store is selling tickets where you can buy them at the first stop at Edmondson's. The homes featured will be Kay Edmondson, which is near Magnolia Farms, but they're saying it's Winston, which it's close. Brian Hansen's Serenity Valley Railroad will be on there. Jeff Jones, who's selling carnivorous plants for sale, will be there. Linda Mauser, the Vandermarks, and myself will be on tour for the city of Winston for this really nice event. So there are several sponsors all over Douglas County that are advertising this, so I wanted to make sure everybody here knew about it and give these flyers out so you have them and know what's really going on in case you haven't heard about it. It's informational, and I think it's kind of a great thing for us to get on the map with this.
Thank you, Bev. Anybody else like to speak to council? Ma'am, please. Mark.
My name is Janet Tidrick.
Hi, Mark.
I'm with CCD Business Development Corporation. I'm here to talk to you about the Robert Creek Enterprise Zone.
I have a point of order. I beg your pardon. This is on the agenda later on.
Oh,
the Roberts Creek Enterprise Zone.
Okay. I didn't realize that. Thank you. Appreciate your. Anybody else like to be embarrassed?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so boards, commissions, and committees and schools. Rebecca, please. Winston Library.
From the library, and I'm just here to give you our third quarter report as it is. I'd sent you guys a copy of the financial information if you need it. If there's any questions on that, we seem to be doing pretty good. We're doing really well with our fundraising. The bottle drop has just really taken off for us. We just received another $600 check from them. And we still have more in our account, so that's great. We've been spending some grant money that we received, so we've got lots of new books that we've put on the shelves for all different areas of the library. We started our story time again. We had kind of an issue with some of our volunteers no longer being with us, so we had to find some replacements, which we did, and so we're starting to get the kids to come back into the library now. Also been planning the summer reading program. So we've got lots of fun things planned for everybody this summer here at the community center. We did I don't know if anybody saw the news review, there was on May 4th, they did a small write-up on, actually it was on the front page, not really small, but about the libraries being reopened for 5 years, so that was exciting. We're just hanging in there. We're working on that new book club for the kids in the kindergarten, first and second grades. So hopefully this month we're going to start getting their free books out to them. Anybody have any questions about what we've got going on in the library?
Hey, here, Rebecca. Anybody have any questions? I'd like to say thank you for the great job you're doing with the library. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
But I do have a question for you guys. About the computers. I don't know who I talked to or when.
Let's see. Who's not here? Talk to Brandon Sardi.
It always gets given to Sardi.
He's
okay.
Not here.
That's what I mean.
That's why it's good.
Okay.
So you have a request for computers?
Yeah. We were going to be getting new computers. I didn't know when we should order them, if we needed to coordinate with the city to make sure we have certain specifications.
Mr. Bauer, is that in the budget?
There were some leftover questions. You had money for some computers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we didn't know was the difference between how much you had for computers and how much additional we were going to add.
Okay.
To do that. And it was going to depend on the type of computers that were ordered,
right,
based on our IT's our IT request, working with the city of Roseburg. So we will have that. We don't have that information at this point in time, but as we get closer to them putting that system together, we should have it for you.
Okay. By we have to have our grant funding spent. I think it's a little bit later this year for our computers.
Do you have to have it spent by July 1st?
I don't think it's July. I think it's a little bit after that. I'm
okay.
Not certain, but
because we should have it by July 1st.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Next Economic Development, Councilor Harris, please.
There wasn't too much new going on, but Jacob from the Wildlife Safari had shown up, and I hadn't seen him at a meeting in a while, so he kind of gave us an update on the safari. The safari had another banner year. There was a great turnout to the safari. They have a lot of events getting ready to go this summer. They are building a new giraffe barn. There was a couple new businesses that had came into town, but most of them were home-based. And it was kind of it. We had to have a couple more people that are on the board actually fill out the paperwork and turn it into the city, now that it's a city entity. But it was a pretty basic meeting this time. But it was nice to get an update from the safari since we hadn't seen them in a while.
Cool. Any questions for Lenny? Thank you, sir. Park Board, Alicia Sullivan, please.
I actually was not able to attend, and I have not seen the minutes, so I don't know if Andy wants to add anything or...
Yeah, we can add to the Park Board. That's not a problem. Good evening, everybody. Andy with Public Works, for those that haven't had the pleasure to meet. So we're talking a little bit about the Park Board. We had a pretty productive Park Board meeting. We talked about the pavilion, which Sean kind of discussed that for somebody that was here talking about the pavilion project. We're trying to get a little creative as we can with funding, talking about some potential fundraising opportunities. We're going to be reaching out to RFP for some possible donations for some plywood, for example, and kind of marry that in with the backdrop up there on the tennis courts. That backboard up there, all rotted out, and plywood has been there for a number of years. It's seen better days, so we're looking at getting some possible donations for that. We discussed some other potential fundraiser activities that we talked about, maybe doing some like some flowers type as an option, order the flowers, potentially using some of these park events as utilizing it for some sort of events that we could generate a few money for the Park Board. We talked about the Melon Festival. City with Clay Caldwell showed up. He discussed, kind of went over the agreement he has with the city. He felt he needed to come to the Park Board, which was nice. We appreciated that. He came to the Park Board, even though he didn't have to, because council already went through all that. But he went and talked about the agreement at the pavilion, explained to us, everybody knows what's going on. Communication is important. We also talked about the First Citizens Banquet, and that was just something that that we were looking at as potential, you know, source of income. Well, it had some due diligence, some more research. It was discovered that no, the cost and the money and the time put into it would far away, so there's no benefit to that. So that kind of fizzed out, which is a good part of discussing that and not have to go down that whole road and to figure out, oh, this is kind of not going to work out so well for funds for the park. So we talked about that one. We're also looking at prioritizing park projects. The board has gone through the community park. We have a list of basically capital outlay type projects. We're looking at repairing, replacing existing structures or things that are there currently. Not so much adding things, but addressing what we have. That's been a big focal point of the board, is just look at kind of addressing what we have, fixing what we have. So we have a list for the community park, which we have. The next park is Riverbend Park. And staff has gone through, the board will have an opportunity to go through there also. The list, when the next meeting, we'll kind of go over the list. Then we prioritize it. And then as we go through our parks, we prioritize it, and then we'll put some numbers to it. So we'll have a little bit of numbers associated with the projects. So that's pretty much the Park Board.
Thanks, Andy.
Fundraising. Have we looked at a dunk tank, to get the mayor?
Dunk tank's a great idea.
And
great idea.
How about Chief Sardi?
The mayor's washing his hair that day.
Speaking as a member of the Park Board, we'd love to have the whole city council in the dunk tank.
Well, Jack, that's not good personal, okay?
One at a time. We don't need to pay the bill. We'll put that sucker right here.
This is going to raise the money for, all kinds of projects.
Well, if that's the case, then your army, wouldn't it be a good idea that be your biennial BAM?
Is it spoken like a true naval?
Oh, yeah.
Any more questions?
It's a community event that we would love to have you guys at, and not necessarily in a dunk tank. Andy had mentioned the backboard on the tennis courts up there. I think the park board is looking at making that a park board physical project, something that the park board goes up and does and makes a work day out of it and makes media a community involvement type thing. Not only good for, you know, getting it done, but great public PR.
How many pieces of plywood is that?
A couple of you show up, take some pictures, and they'll get a picture in the newspaper. And there's a lot of things that can go with it. There's one of our park board members is associated with a high school, and I think we would like to maybe get some of the high school kids down to help and do some of the painting on it.
That's a good idea.
We want to be a hard-working park board. We know the way things have to go, you know, to get things done. There are funds that we need to raise. We're working on raising funds for things like that. We know that there are projects where we can ask you guys for money. So, ideal world, we'd like to fix something and then do something that we want to do and then fix something and let's make it all work for us.
Great. Thank you, Jack. Any other comments or questions for the park board? Thank you.
I like the community getting together. Hope you can pull it off.
We've done it before, and by God, we'll do it again.
Love it.
Go for it.
Perfect. Okay, anything else? Okay. Department reports, wastewater report from Mr. Sherlock is in the packet. Thomas McIntosh is ill, so he's not here. Mr. Bauer, anything to add?
Thank you, Your Honor, members of council, members of the audience here tonight. I would like to just kind of brief a couple of subjects that I've spent some time on this last week kind of poring over, and those are how can we generate more revenue to take care of some of the infrastructure issues that we have in our sewer system and our park systems, having to do with, you know, all of those types of things, street systems. First, I'd like to just take a few minutes and talk about the condition of our sanitary sewer system. You know, in 2016, we had a comprehensive sewer plan that was completed for the city. Its number one project, and rightfully so, was the new lift station at Snow Street. Then it went into kind of a list of of projects that were, some of them maybe were good projects at the time, but we question the priority of, I guess, more than anything else. And we question it based on the fact that in the last couple of years, you know, we've greatly increased our capability to go in and take a look at our lines and see what the condition of them really is. And one of the things that we found now by being able to put eyes on the insides of these pipes is that, for example, in some of our longer, larger diameter pipes that service, for example, Grape Street, just throw that out as an example, where we have concrete pipe, well, it started out as concrete pipe, now it's aggregate pipe, which means that the cement particles that hold the rocks together are mostly missing. So without the cement particles holding the rocks together, it takes away a great deal of its structural integrity. So we are extremely concerned about those systems, and we currently are not generating enough money to go in there and do one great big project and deal with all of this. So we need to get engaged with an engineering firm to really do some detailed planning work, both in, okay, what should be the priorities that determine which lines are done first, which ones should be done first, how much is it going to take, how many years are we going to be working on this, and how are we going to attack this from a long you know, from a long-term vision, not just a short-term vision where all of a sudden, for example, on Oak Street, it caves in and we're faced with an emergency repair of replacing that line. And so in order to do that and keep those customers in service, we have to set up a dual system where we pump on top of the ground all the sewage around where our problem is at in order to fix it. It gets quite expensive to do that. So, and especially when all of a sudden you got to find a contractor to do this for you, and they're not always available. So we want to have the opportunity to spend more time planning on this issue so that we can come forward with a strategic, long-term strategic plan on how to address the issues that we see out there. Another thing we're looking at is new developments impact on the city. Right now we collect what are called system development charges, and those fees are new developments costs of existing systems, and their share for expansion of our systems in the future in order to facilitate new growth in the community. They haven't been looked at for probably 20 some years as far as the amounts that they're based on. And what they're based on is you take it, your capital improvement facilities plan, and you estimate how many dollars you have to fix over how long, and then you calculate a system development fee that each new house has to pay in order to connect to your systems. And we have them for transportation, we have them for sewer, we have them for parks. And so taking one example, our park system, which has not been addressed for 25 years, we collect $150 per residential home. We don't collect anything from commercial because commercial really doesn't spend a lot of time in our parks, but it's for the residential homes instead. Well, $150, that was based on a plan to spend $249,000. When you look at the cost of the pavilion, a new pavilion at 50 grand basically, we have costs well exceeding $250,000 in our system. We've already completed those projects and have spent way more than that in the last 25 years. So these are documents. They need to be updated every so often, and we need to work on getting these things up to date and the numbers affected to the proper amount so that our new growth is paying for new growth and not our existing citizens. So these are some of the things. Spent a great deal of time on this last week looking at and we'll be spending a great deal more time looking at with all of you in the future. So that's all I have.
How quickly would we have that report?
It's going to probably take us, I'm guessing, 6 months to generate that. It all starts with getting the proper engineer on board that has that capability. Well, we know that our current engineer of record, Civil West, they have that capability, but we also believe that the engineer you saw tonight has a lot of that capability too, and may working together, maybe they can help get the report done quicker and maybe give us more options to work on our the extent of our problem. So that's all I wanted to say tonight, was just kind of to open that subject up, let you know that we're working.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Any questions for Mr. Bauer?
So in the meantime, seeing as how you are working with our new equipment into all the sewer parts, are you addressing the oldest part of town first, or are you just randomly going from one end to the other straight? How are you doing that?
We're currently working on the east side of town, but that's where we're working at. We're not so much just targeting that, but as we work through the system, we've compiled more footage than we've ever had previous. So west side of town is a lot of the newer piping, a lot of the plastic pipe. There's some sections there still need some help, of course, but primarily this section of town is a lot of the older part of town, and that's where we're finding a lot more of the INI and a lot more inflow and root intrusions, things like that. So we're not just targeting, we're just kind of, we flush and then we come through and then it's back.
Well, in other words, you're going from east to west?
Yeah, that's.
So you aren't looking at necessarily at the oldest part of town, or the oldest building, you're looking just
part of our
sweep.
Part of our maintenance, we've been doing this for years. We just don't have the capabilities of looking behind our flushing. Typically, we'd come in and flush a main line, and then we would go to the next main line. That's part of our DEQ requirements. We have to flush so much and clean so much, which we do that. Now we have the capabilities of we flush, and we have our TV crew come in behind and inspect, which takes us almost a full year to go through just that process, which is quite lengthy, but the end result is the information that we need to help determine where we actually at.
So the flushing is actually almost a negative part of the process at this juncture, isn't it?
We've removed lines off our flushing line due to the severity of the pipe.
Yeah. Down there, the pressure.
Yeah, they're just.
When there's holes in it, like Mark talked about, when you lose the integrity of that structure, you lose the strength to support the road.
That's something the SDC charges can kind of help with. I mean, obviously that's going to help bring in more dollars to help the whole system and not put it on
absolutely
people that have been here their whole lives already paying the taxes.
And it's done typically through a combination of SDC funds and rate funds. And the rates are usually used to pay for existing systems that are failing, where SDCs are paying for new capacity added to the system. So there's usually a combination of both things happening.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
But we're really not in a position to be picky where the money goes.
Comes from anyway.
Right.
But we do, and to get back to Councilmember White's question, we know where the oldest parts of the community are at, but more importantly, we know where the types of materials that are typically fail quicker than our other materials are at. So, we'll try to look at those things first.
Thank you. To answer your question, Dory?
Yes.
Thank you. Anything else for Mr. Bauer? Seeing no old business, but a new business, we have new business licenses. Strawberries and fruits. Mr. Martin, he's kind of taken up residence in the old Treasure House lot. And then All American Plumbing Solutions, Mr. Janikes, he's a plumber from Central Point, making house calls, I suppose. Have these all been approved?
Yes, Your Honor. As far as I know, they've all been approved by the appropriate department.
Looking for a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion we approve the business licenses.
A second.
I have a motion and a second. Councilor White with the motion. Excuse me, Councilor Cunningham with the motion. Councilor White with the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you so much. Mr. Bauer, we're going to set some council workshops today or not?
We don't have any dates at this time, but we will be coming back with some in the near future.
Thank you. Resolution 221041, the Roberts Creek Enterprise Zone. Get caught up here. Read by title only, Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 22-1041. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement along with Douglas County and the City of Roseburg as sponsors of the Roberts Creek Enterprise Zone for a property tax exemption of 5 years for investment by Seven Robotics LLC.
Yeah. Your Honor, if I may, we do have a staff report, but we also have a representative here from the economic development.
The young lady that tried to speak earlier?
Yes.
Okay.
And might be a good time for her to come up now and give you just a quick description of what's going on here.
As I said earlier, my name is Janet Chidrick. I'm with CCD Business Development Corporation. As stated, the City of Winston, the City of Roseburg, and Douglas County are all zone sponsors for the Roberts Creek Enterprise Zone. Roberts Creek Enterprise Zone is approximately 9.1 square miles, and it stretches basically from Winston to Glide in very small pockets. I have a map. This is just a resolution to an extended abatement. Normally with enterprise zones, if they do a three-year abatement, nothing is required with the sponsors. This is an additional 2 years. So the sponsors do have to approve this. I did check with the Douglas County Assessor. Dollar-wise, this means absolutely zero to the City of Winston. You wouldn't have gotten any taxes from it anyway. But we still need signatures from all the sponsors. What else would you like to know?
That pretty well summarizes my staff report, but I guess the key to this is that we are a party to this. In the past, I brought all these forward to council for council approval, as I will continue to do. And although this one is in Roseburg and has no impact on it, I'm not comfortable signing it without you giving me that approval. So that's what this resolution is.
So it's going to be our fault by your show.
No. There's only no fault.
Comments from the audience? Anybody have any questions? Council, anybody have any questions? Okay, looking for a motion to approve then, please.
I make a motion that we approve Resolution 22-1041.
A motion to approve. Looking for a second. Anybody?
I'll second.
Jeez. Motion by Councilor Cunningham and second by Councilor Sullivan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Resolution 22-1042, city property surplus. Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 22-1042, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council declaring as surplus the city-owned property located at 0 Winston Section Road, further described as Tax Lot 200 in Township 28 South, Range 6 West, Section 22 CA, property ID number R56396.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. And Mr. McIntosh's absence, Mr. Bauer, please.
Yes, Your Honor, members of council and members of the audience. You may recall, as we've gone through this before on other properties, but in this case, we have a property that has no beneficial use to the city. It's a section of land that was carved out between the way the old Winston section used to come around and then cut up or cut south and go up to Thompson, where now it comes down to OK and it's a 90 degree angle and it turns up Thompson. It left this kind of piece of property out no man's land between the old road bed and the new road section. Costs us about $4,000 a year to maintain that piece of ground. Because we still have that requirement. We also have the risk of if anybody gets hurt on that piece of property, it could fall back on us. And the adjacent property owner has come to us and asked if we'd be interested in selling that piece of property. So that's where this started from. So the first step is tonight is to declare, for the council to declare the piece of ground surplus, so that we can then go through the remainder of the steps that are necessary. And what the resolution then spells out is the remainder of the steps that we have to follow in order to close a deal on selling a piece of city-owned property. And I won't read those per se, since they're in the document. Yeah.
On those, then, how much other, seeing as how we have this big moratorium coming up on the 2023 for the homeless, how much other surplus land do we have that we, that's vacant?
Nothing really suitable.
Well, this one isn't suitable. It's not large enough, nor in a placement for what the requirements that the state is looking for that piece of a property. This is just under a half an acre, isn't it? 0.23 acres, yeah. So it's a very, very small piece of property. So,
okay, I didn't know how big it was.
Yeah, it's just a very, very small piece of property, comparatively speaking to that. And I think there's still enough questions on what will happen between now and the implementation date that it's not a subject that we're gonna, you know, we have spent a lot of time on, but we have virtually no pieces of property large enough to facilitate this that we are aware of under city ownership that wouldn't be problematic in some manner. So, and the lease not being legal. So that's kind of where we're at with it.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Comments or questions from the audience? Council, any questions, Mr. Bauer? Okay, looking for a motion to move forward on resolution 221042.
I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution 221042.
Motion, looking for a second?
I second.
I have a motion and a second. Councilor Sullivan and Councilor White. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Okay, Mr. Bowers, ordinance 22704 is the 2022 land annexation project. We've read this by title only.
Point of order. I firmly believe that this should be tabled, and for the following reasons. One, we have not received a report from the Planning Commission. Two, how can you make a decision or even read something that gives an appearance or a predetermination that a decision is already being made? Three is that we have not had a public hearing on this, so therefore, how can you have a hearing or a reading of an ordinance that hasn't had due process?
We would have to read it prior to a public hearing anyway.
I totally disagree.
Mr. Bauer?
I totally disagree, because the reason is I cannot condone nor support the reading of this at this time. Because of this, it's putting the cart before the horse. I think that we should table this until we have the recommendation from the Planning Commission, as stated in their own staff report, which says, upon deliberating, the Planning Commission came to a decision to forward the annexations to the Winston City Council for recommended approval. How can you have a reading of an ordinance that you have not had any passage from the council?
The commission, you mean?
No, from the council. We have not had anything from the Planning Commission as yet to make
a determination. Isn't that what you just described?
Okay, what I just described is that they are sending it to us. We have not seen it yet.
It's right here. Haven't you read it?
Yeah, I read it, but the whole point, but I'm looking for the report. Because we have not did a recommendation from the council in pertaining to that would be progressed to the ordinance.
Mr. Bauer?
I guess at this point I'm not prepared to speak to that issue. But what I can speak to is the fact that when you read an ordinance by title only, all it is it's putting it on your table. You can read that, ordinance or whatever that piece of information is as many times as you want. There's no specific number of readings of a title that it takes necessarily to pass an ordinance, because you can pass it on one. We have adopted a two reading, but many times we've gone past two to three and four readings even on this. So by reading it by title only just opens it up for anybody who wants to ask any questions from the audience, for example.
But does that not give predetermination that we may be making a decision beforehand?
Well,
I'm saying the word appearance.
Well, I don't think the appearance has been made. There's people here that would like to speak to this question, I'm sure, tonight.
Oh, I don't debate that.
Okay.
That's why
we have to have it on the table. We need to read it by title only to give them an opportunity to speak.
Well, then how can we make a determination?
We're not going to vote.
We have not accepted a recommendation from...
You're right, and we have not, and we will not vote on it tonight.
But still...
We'll pass it forward to the next meeting.
I'm sorry, I just totally disagree.
And the other thing about an ordinance is, or a resolution, we always write them in the affirmative. It's up to the council to take action on it. Now, even though we've written it to the affirmative, you can condition it, you can take it off the table, not discuss it, not approve it. You have all of those options to you, but we have to write it in some manner to give you something to make a decision on. So it's written in the affirmative in order to do that, and then it's left up to council to, again, amend it, condition it, or disagree with it completely. So that's how all ordinances and resolutions are written.
So taking Mr. Councilor Cunningham's opposition under note, I would like to ask, please, Ms. Sardi to read by title only Resolution 22-704.
Thank you, Mayor. This will be the first reading of Ordinance Number 22-704. An ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council annexing island properties into the corporate boundaries of the City of Winston. The properties are described as Township 28 South, Range 6 West, Sections 15CB, 20AA, 22CA, and 22CC, with tax lots being 1400, 200, 300, 5100, 5200, 5600, 5900, 6000, and 7000 respectively. The effective date of such annexations shall be delayed for a three-year time period from the date this ordinance is adopted or immediately upon transfer of ownership of the property or properties.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. Mr. Bauer, can you offer a staff report of Mr. Thomas's and Mr. McIntosh's absence?
Your Honor, I'd just as soon not do that tonight. This was kind of a last minute thing that he was missing the meeting.
Thank you.
But I would like to say that the action for tonight's hearing is simply to move it to a second reading.
Okay, thank you. Comments from the audience. Would anybody from the audience like to speak to this ordinance? Seeing none. Any more comments from the council? I'd like to ask for council action to move Ordinance 22-704 to another reading, please.
I make a motion that we move 22-704 to the next reading.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Councilor Harris and Councilor Sullivan, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Opposed, same sign?
Nay.
Thank you. That's 4-1, Councilor Cunningham voting against. Thank you. Non-agenda items from council. Upcoming agenda items, Mr. Bauer?
Well, we have the continuance of the annexation property. And we also have the budget ordinance coming forward.
Thank you. Go to the order. We had check copies in our packet and claims in excess of $500. Announcements. May 30th is Memorial Day. City officers will be closed. Next council meeting is scheduled for June 6th at City Hall at 7 o'clock. Executive session, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all being here. Meeting is adjourned.
Meeting adjourned at 7:45.